Okay, we'll speak to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, we come into thy presence and we do give thanks for thy kindness to us. And even this Zoom platform, we know it was around before the pandemic, and yet it really came to the forefront and was so useful for the purposes of God, among other things, in the time since then, and even for this meeting that we have every Saturday. We would thank thee for thy kindness in allowing this to be convened, and for the seed planted in different places through those tuned in online and those listening perhaps later. We give thanks for it. And now, Lord, we would just ask you to give help that we might be able to focus on thy word for a few minutes here, and before some people go to their bed and before some other people go about their Saturday, we would just ask for thy blessing and help. So we give thanks for thy kindness, looking to thee for Bea, and we would just pray for thy blessing in every sense upon this child. Thou art one that really had an eye for children and bid the people to bring the children to him. And we thank thee, then we do believe that thou art well willing and able to bless children today. And we would pray for this. And then when we think of others who prayed for in the past that have been fighting cancer, we would just ask thee in the help for help in each one of these cases that thou bless. And some that are perhaps lonely and different difficulties, we would just pray for thy help and blessing in their circumstances. We would just ask now for thy goodness to be upon us, thy good hand, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So today I've asked Teresa to read from 1 Timothy chapter 2, and we're going to just read the first five verses. 1 Timothy chapter 2, and the first five verses, 1 to 5.
Okay. Sa araw na pong ito, ako po'y sinabihan ni Teach ni Kuya David na basahin ang 1 Timothy 2, 1 to 5. Basahin ko po sa verse 1. Una nga sa lahat ng mga bagay ay iniaaral ko na manaing, manalangin, mamagitan at magpasalamat na patungkol sa lahat ng mga tao. Verse 2, ang mga hari ay ang lahat ng nangasa mataas na kalagayan upang tayo'y mga buhay na tahimik at payapa sa buong kabanalan at kahusayan. Verse 3, ito'y mabuti at nakalulugod sa paningin ng Diyos na ating tagapagligtas. Verse 4, na siyang may ibig na ang lahat ng mga tao'y mga ligtas at mga kaalam ng katotohanan. Verse 5, sapagkat may isang Diyos at may isang tagapamagitan sa Diyos at sa mga tao, ang taong si Kristo Jesus.
Okay, and I'll read them in English. I exhort, therefore, first of all, the supplications, prayers, intercessions, and give you a thanks be made for all men, for kings, for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. And then I should have said probably to read verse 6 as well, because that's what the Lord Jesus did, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. So, Priest, if you could just read verse 6 as well.
Okay. So, verse 6 po sa Tagalog, na ibinigay ang kanyang sarili na pagtubos sa lahat na pagpapatotoong mahahayag sa sariling kapanahunan.
I want to think of three different things in these verses just very as quickly as I can. And so three different things that we're going to bring before you.
At mayroon po tayong pagbubulay-bulayan ng tatlong bagay sa ating binasa sa araw na ito.
In English, they all start with W, but I'm not sure what they start with in Tagalog.
Sa English po, lahat po ay nag-start sa W. Ngunit sa Tagalog po, ito po ay iba. Hindi po nag-start sa...
So number one is the will of God that we have in this passage.
Ang una-una po na topic ni Kuya David o paksa niya ay will of God. Sa Tagalog po, ang kaloob ng Diyos. Ito po ay makikita po natin nasa verse 4. Ang kaloob ng Diyos na ang lahat ay magiging ligtas.
And then we have the work of God that some of these verses lay out in verse 3. And then, of course, in verse 5 and 6.
At ang pangalawa po ay ang ginawa ng Diyos na makikita po natin ang iba sa verse 3 at sa 5 and 6.
And then finally, we have the Word of God that we have where in verse 4 when it says to come to the knowledge of the truth.
At ang pangatlo po ay ang salita ng Word of God, ang salita ng Diyos na makikita po natin sa verse 4 na makikita po natin ang totoong salita, o totoong informasyon.
So when it comes to the will of God, it is wonderful that we can even know what the will of God is.
Sa una po, sa ang kaloob ng Diyos, napaka-ganda po o napaka-importante po na malaman po natin ang kaloob ng Diyos sa atin.
It's amazing to think that God has a strong desire for anything, but that's what it says.
At napaka-ganda pong pakinggan or tignan na kung gaano po ang kaloob ng Diyos para sa atin. Ngunit ito po ang nasasabi sa verse na iyan.
We know when our Bible begins in Genesis chapter 1 that when God wanted a world, He just built it.
At alam po natin ang ating Biblia mula sa Genesis 1 na sinasabi po dito na ang Diyos ay inilikha ang lahat, ang mundo.
He is such a powerful being that whatever He wishes to do, He can do.
At siya po ay napaka makapangyarihang nilalang na kung ano man niya ang kanyang naisin na gawin niya ay kaya niyang gawin.
I'm not sure how it would translate, but in English, I would call that His absolute will.
Absolute will.
It's just something He's going to make happen. So I don't know if that's translatable or not, but
maybe okay. It's a little bit, yeah. And ito po ay napakahalagang kaloob or kung ano man ang naisin ng Diyos ay kayang-kaya niyang gawin.
Yeah. But in this chapter, in verse 4, it's not that will that whatever He wishes, He's going to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Ngunit sa chapter 4 po, hindi po niya ito po yung kaloob ng Diyos na what's that again, Kuya David? Sorry.
In verse 4, it's not something He's going to make happen against the will of others.
Okay. Sa verse 4 po, ito po ay ang kaloob ng Diyos, ngunit po hindi po niya ito kayang idikta sa mga sa iba o sa tao.
He can save people if they wish to be saved, but He says He wishes all people would be saved.
Okay. At maliligtas niya po ang mga tao kung nais po ng mga tao. Ngunit, what's the last sentence, Kuya?
He wishes all people to be saved.
Okay. Ngunit nais din po niya na ang lahat po ay mailigtas.
By His will, He has fulfilled the possibility that all could be saved. He sent His Son to provide salvation for all.
At sa kanyang kalooban ay mayroon pong posibilidad na ang lahat po ay maligtas. Kaya niya po pinagkaloob niya ang kanyang anak.
So that brings us right into this meeting today.
So ito po ay outcome or kasagutan ng mga pagtitipon na ito sa araw na ito.
You are one of a world that God wishes to save.
At ikaw po ay isa sa mga world? You said world?
A world of people, yes.
Ikaw po ay isa sa mga tao sa mundo na nais niyang mailigtas.
On the authority of the Bible, we can say God wants you to be saved.
At sa otoridad po ng Biblia, masasabi po natin na ang Diyos ay nais kang maligtas.
And someone may say, well, if he wanted a world and he built it, and if he wants to save the world, why doesn't he just save everybody?
At marami pong ibang mga tao na nagtatanong, at kung na nilikha niya ang kung nais niyang malikha ang mundo ay nalikha niya ito, bakit hindi niya po mailigtas ang lahat ng tao sa mundo kung nais niyang mailigtas ang mga tao?
And here we learn the importance of the human will to God, voluntary will.
At ito po ay sa sinabi po namin ay maiintindihan o mapag-aaralan natin ang kaloob ng tao na ito po ay importante sa Diyos.
That is why he gave Adam a choice in the very beginning, was because the voluntary will of human beings is important to God.
Kaya nga po, binigay ng Diyos ang pagkatao kay Adam at Eva dahil importante po sa kanya ang kaloob o yung desisyon ng tao para sa kanila.
And once Adam sinned and chose wrongly, God says there's consequences to that choice.
At nung nagkasala po si Adan ay at gumawa ng masama laban sa Diyos, ito po'y may kapalit na napananagutan sa ginawa niyang kasalanan.
To Satan's amazement, God gives human beings a new choice.
Nung si Satanas po ay napagtanto niya o naisip niya na pinagkalooban po ng Diyos ang tao ng choice or kung ano yung gusto mo, pagpipilian.
Not a choice whether to sin or not, but whether to be saved or not.
Oh, ito po ay ang pagpipilian po natin ay kung magpatuloy sa pagkakasala or magkaroon ng kaligtasan mula sa Diyos.
So God has provided the means of salvation and he can save, it's his will.
Kaya nga po ipinagkaloob ng Diyos ang paraan ng pagkaroon ng kaligtasan. Ngunit siya po ang magdidesisyon niyon.
He wants people to be saved because it changes their life.
Nais po ng Diyos na maligtas dahil po nais pong baguhin ng Diyos ang kanilang pamumuhay.
We learn that in verse 2 because it gives a sense of inner peace. A peaceable
at ito po ay napag-aralan natin sa verse 2 at sila po ay magkakaroon ng mapayapang pamumuhay.
It also gives people the ability to live in godliness in verse 2.
At ang lahat po ay magkaroon ng pamumuhay na naaayon sa Diyos.
And it also gives people the ability to live in honesty, so in relationship with others.
At ito po ay pagkakaroon ng pamumuhay ng tao na may dignidad sa iba. Pamumuhay po natin makikita ng ibang tao.
So just to review, it gives me inner peace because sins are forgiven and I'm right with God.
At ito po ay pag-isipan po natin o reviewin natin, ito po ay magkakaroon tayo ng payapang mapayapang mapayapang kalooban o inner peace po ay sa ating puso po ay payapa po ang ating mararamdaman.
It allows me to live in godliness or godlikeness and live a holy life.
At mamumuhay po tayo na ayon sa pamantayan ng ating Diyos.
And it makes me a better person toward each other human beings.
At magkakaroon po tayo ng at tayo po'y magiging mabuti para sa ating kapitbahay o para sa ating mga taong nakabaligid sa atin.
So this is the will of God that every human being would be saved.
At ito po ay ang kaloob ng Diyos na ang lahat ay magiging ligtas.
But the second thing I said we would talk about is the work of God.
At ang pangawala po na ating sinabi ay ang ginawa ng Diyos.
It is the work of God to save us.
At ang ginawa ng Diyos na tayo ay maligtas.
In verse 3, we learn that he is God, our Savior.
At sa verse 3 po, na makikita po natin na siya ang Diyos na ating tagapagligtas.
We cannot save ourselves.
Hindi po natin kayang iligtas ang ating sarili.
No good works can save us.
Wala pong mabubuting gawa ang makakapagligtas sa atin.
No baptism can save us.
Wala pong pagbabautismo ang makakapagligtas sa atin.
No joining a church can save us.
Ni po ang mga sambahan o simbahan ay makakapagligtas sa atin.
Only God can save us.
Ang Diyos lamang po ang makakapagligtas sa atin.
Remember, it is the will of God that we would be saved, but now it is the work of God to save us if we want to be.
Tandaan po natin na ang kaloob ng Diyos na tayo ay pagligtas at ang pangalawa po ay ang ginawa ng Diyos upang tayo iligtas.
Not only is it God that saved us, but how does He do that?
At matatanong po natin, paano niya ito ginawa?
He does it by a mediator.
At siya po, ginawa niya po ito sa pamamagitan ng tagapamagitan.
And that's where the Lord Jesus Christ comes in.
At ito po ay ang pagpasok ng ating Panginoong Hesukristo.
The Lord Jesus Christ is Himself God.
At ang Panginoong Hesukristo po ay siya po mismo ang Diyos.
And yet He came down to this world and became a man.
At siya po ay nagkatawang lupa o nagkatawang tao sa mundong ito upang maging tao.
The one who is God became a man to bring man to God, to connect us.
Okay, ang Diyos po ay naging tao upang ang mga was that again?
To bring man to God.
Okay. Ang Diyos po ay nagkatawang tao upang dalhin niya po ang mga tao sa Diyos.
So He is God who saves.
Siya po ang Diyos na nagligtas.
And He sent the Lord Jesus to be the mediator, the Savior.
At ipinadala niya po niya ang ating Panginoong Hesukristo upang ating tagapamagitan.
And yet the passage teaches us even more about the work of God.
Ngunit po ang salita ng Diyos ay magbibigay sa atin ng mas marami pang impormasyon tungkol sa ating Diyos.
How is it that God saves us, and how is it that the Lord Jesus Christ is our mediator?
Paano pong ang Panginoon, Ama, ang Diyos Ama, ay liligtas po tayo, at ang Panginoong Jesus ay siya ay tagapamagitan?
What did the Lord Jesus do?
Ano po ang ginawa ng Panginoong Jesus?
It says in verse 6 that he gave himself to pay the ransom price.
At sinabi po sa verse 6, doon po natin makikita na ibinigay niya ang kanyang sarili na pangtubos sa lahat.
So there are two very simple things that he has done to save us.
So mayroon pong dalawang napakasimpleng ang gawa na ginawa ng Diyos upang tayo maligtas.
He gave himself and he paid a price.
Ibinigay niya po ang kanyang sarili at siya po ang nagbayad.
And that happened at the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ.
At ito po ay nangyari sa cross ng ating Panginoong Jesucristo kung saan siya ay pinako.
He did not hold anything back. He totally gave himself.
Hindi niya po ibinigay niya po ang lahat, ang kanyang sarili, ang lahat-lahat ng kanyang pagkatao sa kanya.
He was spiked by his hands and feet to the cross.
At siya po ay ipinako. Pinako po niya ang dalawang kamay niya at ang kanyang paa sa krus.
And in the darkness of Calvary, God punished him for our sins.
At po sa kadilim-diliman ng kalbaryo ay pinarasahan po ng Diyos Ama para sa ating kasalanan.
And God says that in those hours, the price was paid.
At sinabi po ng Diyos na sa pagkakataong iyon, sa oras na iyon, ang kasalanan po ay tinubos na niya.
The cost of our forgiveness was settled.
At ang, what's the cost? I forget in Tagalog.
The cost, the price. The payment.
Yeah. Ang
kabayaran, Teresa.
Ang kabayaran ng ating kasalanan ay kanya nang tinubos.
And God requires nothing more. It's all finished.
At wala na pong kinakailangan ng Diyos at ito po ay natapos na.
But God will not save you or I against our will.
Kung hindi po na hindi po maliligtas ng Diyos ang mga tao kung hindi po natin gusto.
By the grace of God, we have a choice whether we accept what God has already accepted.
At sa grasya ng Diyos ay meron po tayong choice kung ito po ay ating tatanggapin o hindi.
To be saved, we simply agree with God and believe His word.
At kung nais po nating maligtas, ay tayo po ay manampalataya sa ating Diyos at sa kanyang salita.
We trust the Lord Jesus Christ and His work.
At pinagkatiwalaan po natin ang ating Panginoong Jesucristo at ang kanyang ginawa.
So we learn that the work of God is to save us by what the Lord Jesus did.
At napag aralan po natin na nabayaran na po na ang ating kasalanan sa pamamagitan ng ating Panginoong Jesucristo.
The third thing I said we would talk about is the word of God, because that's what this is that we're reading and talking from.
At ang pangatlo po ay ang Word of God o ang salita ng Diyos.
So that in verse number 4, we have that God's desire is that everyone would come to the knowledge of the truth.
At sa ating sa binasa po natin sa verse 4, na siyang may ibig na ang lahat ng mga tao ay mga ligtas at mga kaalam ng katotohanan.
All of the Bible is truth.
At ang lahat po ng nasa Biblia ay katotohanan.
It is the expression of who God is.
Ito po ay ekspresyon ng kung sino nga po ang Diyos.
It is the explanation of what God has done for us.
Ito po ay explanation kung paano po ang kung ano ang ginawa ng Diyos para sa atin.
And this message comes to you as an offer from God, from His Word.
At ang mensaheng ito ay para sa inyo, isang kaloob ng Diyos sa kanyang salita.
Christ has paid the price and God wants to save you on the basis of that.
At ang si Kristo po ay nabayaran niya na po ang pagkaka. Nabayaran niya na po ang, natubos niya na po ang lahat. At nais niya na po kayong maligtas.
And that is the clear teaching of the Bible, God's Word.
At ito po ang malinaw na katuruan ay ang salita ng Diyos.
The choice today is yours.
At ang choice po ngayon o yung nais na po ay nasa inyo kung ano po ang inyong nais.
God will not save you against your will.
Hindi po kayo maliligtas ng Diyos kung hindi niyo po gusto.
He wants to save you.
Nais niya po kayong maligtas.
Christ died to save you.
Namatay po ang Panginoong Kristo para kayo'y maligtas.
And we have His Word to instruct us and assure us.
At meron po tayong salita, ang Biblia, na nakasiguraduhan na nais niya po tayong maligtas.
And it is our desire today that you would come to know Christ as your Savior.
At ito po ay ang aming nais po na kayo po ay maligtas at malaman kung paano po ang ginawa ng Panginoong Hesukristo na bilang tagapagligtas ng mundo.
And verse 6 says He did it for all, on the behalf of all.
Sa verse 6 po na ibinigay niya ang kanyang sarili na pangtubos sa lahat. Ito po yung for all, sa lahat.
And so we have the big picture of all.
So meron po tayong isang litrato na ito'y lahat.
And then it zeroes into each one and says it is a price for one.
At ito po'y bumabalik sa bawat isa. Sa bawat isa, ito po ay ang presyo ng bawat isang tao.
So we have the price for all and the price for one.
At meron pong may presyo para sa lahat at meron pong presyo para sa isa.
Because this is to be accepted individually.
Dahil ito po ay dapat tanggapin ng bawat isa.
I want to leave you with that choice today, and thank you for listening, and now we will pray again. Our Father, we give thanks for the Lord Jesus and ask thy blessing upon thy word that has been spoken. We thank thee that John 3:16 tells us that God so loved the world. He had the big picture in view that he gave his only begotten Son, and we love one of God's favorite words, whosoever believeth in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. We love those words, and we thank thee for the whosoever will gospel. And we would ask thee that there might be someone that faced with this choice, they might accept what God's will for humanity is, and that they might come individually to trust the Lord Jesus Christ. What a tremendous responsibility to speak the word, and what a tremendous responsibility lies upon the human mind and will and conscience as they think about their sin and to accept or reject what God has done. Oh God, we thank thee for thy kindness in providing salvation. We love the Lord Jesus because he died for us, and we ask you that someone will come to know him even today as we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.